Hi, how you doing today?
And I also have Kristen Orazi, and she's the manager from Headspace Brim. Good morning,
Good
Kristen.
morning, Molly.
How are we doing all today?
Oh, fantastic.
Pretty
Happy as
early.
anything. It's Mardi Gras.
Now, Lucy, Brim held its first ever Mardi Gras in 2015. What was the event like compared to this year?
Well, we thought that we'd just get a whole group of us together and watch the Mardi Gras on a big screen and have a bit of a dance. So we all kind of went down to Skyler Nightclub, and there was a couple of hundred of us and the
Wow.
wider community. But then it just kept growing and growing, and Skyler just couldn't get any bigger, so we had to keep spreading it out over the Kimberley. So yeah, it different to what it is today. It's become a 3-day event now.
Wow, yeah, from one night to
Yes.
3 days,
Yeah.
party continues.
Yeah. We know how to party in the Kimberley.
And the Broome Pride, it was founded in 2014.
Yeah.
Who was behind the founding of Broome Pride and why?
Well, oh, I never forget getting the call from a group of gay guys who were sitting at Murphy's Bar and surrounding themselves with a cocktail, and they were like, "I think we need a pride organisation." And we have a little joke in the gay scene, you know, if you need something organised, get a dyke. So I get this phone call, and off I went, and there were about five or six of us there, and we all stood around like, "How are we going to make this happen?" And we formed an incorporated association, and yeah, from there we, have the structures and started planning.
And Lucy, have you been in other Pride communities before you moved to the Kimberley?
Look, oh God, many years ago I used to run a gay hotel nightclub in Newcastle, so I had a little bit to do with it, and that was back in the late 90s, early 2000. But yeah, I've all look, I've always lived in my skin, so I've always been part of the LGBTQI plus community, so and always been part of, trying to organise something.
Is it, I guess, different in the Kimberleys to other places that you've been in?
Yeah. I moved here 10 years ago, and I will never forget. I'd never been to WA, so I came here for work, and I thought, "Oh my goodness, am I going to jump off that plane and be the only gay in the village? And am I going to be tarred and feathered by midnight?" Because you just hear these stories about being in regional Australia, and it's the total opposite. I got here, and I can only speak about myself and living in my skin, but I personally haven't experienced any homophobia, and I came across this community that was just like so diverse within itself, so culturally diverse, and just so accepting. So what my perception was to what it was when I got here were just two different things. So for me, when you land in a place and like inside you just get that feeling, and it's like, "Oh, this is home. This is home." It's like, "Wow, why didn't I do this years ago?" Whereas a place like Sydney, I love Sydney. We think that that's like the gay mecca of Australia, and I suppose it is because of the numbers, but the sense of community here, it's a whole community. It's not about being LGBT plus. It's the whole community. We have so many allies and friends, and I think what you find this weekend, because let's face it, there's not that many gays in the village, but what we have is one community. It's just everyone comes together, and that's the uniqueness of how we celebrate over here.
And speaking about community, what was the community reaction of having a Mardi Gras initially, and how is that changed over time?
There's been no change in attitude from the community, just a growth in participation. So it was just so well accepted. I don't think that Broome had, it's a place where it's not everyone. You can't just jump on a flight and go, "Oh, I'm just going to go to the other side of the country," because you may as well trip around the world because, prices of getting anywhere here. So to be able to bring something like this here where people can actually get a little bit of a taste, but with our little spin of uniqueness, is been great. But the community's attitude hasn't changed at all because it's always been positive. So that's the beauty. It's just grown, and more people come in from everywhere.
You talked about how it started from one night
Yep.
Just dancing and partying. Now it's a 3-day event, which is, it's great. Can you talk about some of the special guests that are coming this year?
Oh, where do we start? I am going down to the airport just after lunch today, and we'll be picking up the first lot of queens from drag territory. They're coming in from the Northern Territory. If you were at the cabaret in the show last year, you would have met some of them. And we've also got Jessica James, who is a very well-seasoned, sorry, Jessica, I wasn't going to say slightly older. She's flying in from Melbourne, but she's worked around the world and with the likes of Phyllis Diller and a lot of the comedians, and she's done the Melbourne Fringe Festival, so she's also flying in. We wouldn't have Mardi Gras without our local talent, so of course our Pearlesque Bells. They're coming back for the fifth year. They've been with us since day dot. And Susie Jacuzzi. Mardi Gras wouldn't be Mardi Gras without Susie, so she's a local talent here. And hi, Adam, if you're listening to me. Can't wait to see your heels on Friday night. And then also joining us this year, which will be great, is our local Wasamba Festival drummers. So they're going to be there Friday and Saturday evening just to get things going. So it's a mix of local talent and a lot of talent coming in from both Melbourne and Northern Territory.
I'm speaking to Lucy Felcocchio. She's one of the founders of the Broom Pride, and we're talking about the history of the Broom Mardi Gras, which started 4 years ago, and it's one of the biggest events in the Kimberley region. Headspace Broom are the beneficiaries this year. Lucy, why did you decide on Headspace as a charity?
Well, every year, with what we do, we fundraise. So we've managed to raise over $35,000 and donate back to local charities and organisations. And it's Headspace's turn. They do so much. They're a local organisation again. They do so much for not just our community, but the wider community. We don't specifically just give to LGBTQI plus organisations. It's for everyone. And this year, I think that it's Headspace's turn. And they were really proactive in regards to engaging their youth council. And so it's great to, you know, we've got so many kids out there that benefit from Headspace. So if we can just, you know, through our celebrations and partying, and if we can raise a bit of coin there to assist the youth of Broome, well, so be it.
Mm-hmm. And we do have Kristen Urazi from Headspace. Kristen, what do you see as the benefits to the LGBTQI plus community of having this event?
I just think it really celebrates the diversity of our community, and I think that also models that celebration to our young people. And we do have a really diverse population of young people in Broome. We do have young people who are questioning their sexuality and their gender, and I think this helps to, you know, to confirm for them too that there is a community that supports them.
And what are the particular challenges for the LGBTQI people in regional and remote areas?
I guess it's finding a place where you can feel included and feel safe if you're at a point where you're questioning your gender or your sexual identity. Feeling safe to be able to do that. Lots of young people do experience mental health worries at that time, in adolescence anyway, let alone if they're also, you know, having some questions about what their identity is. So I think that making sure that we have places that are safe and where people can come and talk about that in a non-judgmental way is really important.
Do you see people accessing the support Headspace office around this time of the year?
Yeah, definitely. We've always got more demand than what we can cater to, Molly. I think, you know, we're really excited, and our Youth Advisory Committee is also really excited about having been nominated this year by Broome Pride. They're already talking about planning an all-ages kind of event for Mardi Gras next year, which is pretty awesome.
Well, it's great stuff that you're on board with the Broome Mardi Gras. Headspace is an excellent organisation. Lucy, this year's event is completely sold out over the three-day event. It's turning into like a massive festival in the Kimberley. But where do you go from here?
Oh, look, the sky's the limit. It looks like I'm going to be having a chat to Kristen in regards to next year, because that is an awesome idea. As you can understand, like, licensing makes things so difficult for over-18s, under-18s. We've managed to do, like, 15 years plus for the cabaret and for the drag bingo. But, you know, when you're running a dance party, you don't get too many dance parties that are under 18, so I'm really interested to continue that conversation with the Youth Advisory Council at Headspace there. Where do you go from here? I'm already having a chat to the Mangrove Hotel in regards to increasing capacity when we apply for our extended licensing next year, because there is just so much more demand, people flying in from everywhere, which is great for the community as a whole. I had this little chat last week on another station, and they said, you know, what's it like with doing this at this time of year? And I said, well, you know, we just create our own little season. You have wet season, you have dry season, and Mardi Gras is the moist season. It's the in-between. So, you know, we also do this, you know, it's not just for the party, not just for the celebration, but it's also for the broader business community and the community of Broome. Let's start getting that tourism back in here also. And let's sell this place what it really is. And that's a really friendly, inviting place, and it's a safe place. So that's what we try to promote also.
That's great. Lucy and Kristen, thanks so much for joining me on the program, and hope you guys have a great 3-day weekend this week.
Thank you, Molly.